Christchurch City Libraries brings you coverage of the Auckland Writers and Readers Festival, and that's the last time you'll hear me say that for 2009, because it is the final night of the festival. We've had a completely and wonderfully inspiring time. So many wonderful writers, so many wonderful words and experiences. It's very hard to sum it up for you, the experience that we've had, but we are going to try. We're going to start with Robin, who's had a really, really busy day writing and experiencing writers.
The high point of my day was Don McGlashan. I'm such a fan, and every time I see him, he doesn't disappoint. I've seen him in sleazy pubs in Christchurch. I've seen him at other writers' festivals. And tonight he stood up with his guitar and sang a beautiful love song. I had tears in my eyes. I am, as I say, such a tragic fan, and he never, ever, ever disappoints. I started the day with Ponsonby Urban Village. I'm not an Aucklander, but it's such a lovely book. And it was a slideshow of photographs of this area that now to me is Jamie, a shop that sells Vivienne Westwood, my all-time favourite designer, and it's cups of coffee, but it wasn't always like that, surprisingly enough. It was just such a really interesting thing to see pictures at a writer's festival, which is always about words. And my favourite thing that happened was they talked about a murder that happened on the corner of Richmond Road, and quick as a flash, the woman behind me said, "That was Graylin, not Ponsonby." I went to the Poets this afternoon, and Iggy McGovern, who is my all-time favourite man, he's from Ireland, he's a physicist and a poet. Iggy brings tears to my eyes every time I hear him. And the other thing I went to today was the publishing revolution, in which I had to think that they all agreed nobody knows anything. And this today I also saw Paul Reynolds eating the most expensive ice cream in Auckland on Queen Street. So, great.
Hearing you talk about pictures and slideshows and things reminded me of the New Yorker cartoons that they showed at the start of their session last night. And they were just hilarious. They were so funny. And it really did make a difference to have a visual prop sometimes. I think it really does make a difference. Moata, how was your day? You've been very busy as well.
I think everybody's been busy. I don't think there's been a single person, certainly in this group and probably anyone who's associated with the festival, everybody's just been running around like mad things. But that's great. It's all part of the festival buzz. Today I went to a session given by Stephen Eldred Grigg, who people may be familiar with because he's from Christchurch. And he was discussing his latest book, which is called, and I love saying this title, Diggers, Hatters and Whores, which is about New Zealand gold rushes. And that was really interesting. And he actually did use a lot of, he had a PowerPoint and he used a lot of pictures in that to illustrate his talk. And then after that, I actually spoke to him. So we did a little bit of an interview. And he was really interesting. We would, you know, read more about that on the blog. And then in the afternoon I went to The Next 100 Years, which I had really high-ish expectations of. I mean everybody involved with the festival is just ridiculously smart and clever, and but you know, some particularly big brains on that stage, projecting into the next 100 years, it's not exactly the most lighthearted topic, and it did veer a little towards the economic and the political, which is not really my area of interest, but still very interesting. And I also attended the songwriting session with Don McGlashan. Jason Kerrison was also there, Robin. I know that he doesn't light your fire in quite the same way that Mr. McGlashan does, but you know, he was there. He did answer questions, and he did also sing a song. Yeah. But I do agree that when Don McGlashan played that song, I was very nearly missing out myself. It was very beautiful. Yeah, so it's been amazing. I'm a little bit sad that this is our last audio wrap up. I've really enjoyed it. Yeah, it's been a great first festival experience. I'm certainly open to the possibility of going to literary festivals in the future.
I have to agree that the songwriting session was good, and I have to agree that the 100-year session, I think, was compromised by the fact they had no women on the stage. But there was a little bit of optimism there. Marcus Chown and Richard Holloway offered some interesting things, and Muhammad Hanif had some interesting perspectives. Joyce, how was your day?
I have to say I was quite tired, actually. We had an interesting night last night. We saw Richie McCaw, Todd Blackadder. That engendered a bit of excitement. Anyway, today I went to see Muhammad Hanif, author of A Case of Exploding Mangoes, and he was really sweet, charming, he was funny. He talked about enjoying writing a book with soft fruits in the title. And he did talk a bit about the sort of political situation in Pakistan. But no, I mean, he's great. He's so, so funny. So I think I was expecting him to sort of be funny and to have a very, you know, a great sort of satirical edge to him. And he really did, and he didn't disappoint. I also went to see Tash Oll, although I didn't enjoy his readings. He's certainly eloquent. He's very modest. And he's certainly up for the challenge of being a spokesperson for Southeast Asian literature. I went to the next 100 years, and I thought it was pretty drab. It was entirely hijacked by the American speakers. And, you know, as we've already commented on, it was a panel entirely bereft of chicks. It was doom and gloom, and there was no insights into what the next 100 years will bring in the world of fashion or toilet technology. It's rubbish. Singing. What's going to happen to the Pussycat Dolls? Will they live to be 1,000? Anyway, the best part of the day, I'm a little embarrassed about this, was actually seeing my nieces, Amelia, Ruby and Rosie, and I'd like to give a big shout out to them. I hope that they love reading and literature and books, and I don't want them to be librarians, but I think they're lucky to live in Auckland, to live in a city that actually does host this fantastic annual festival, which does bring a galaxy of talent to this wee land at the far end of the world.
I'd echo that. It really is a fantastic experience for us. That, as I said at the start, is hard to explain to you how inspiring this festival is. And the best thing I went to today, I went to so many good things. You can read about most of them on the blog. The best thing I went to today was the antidote to the introspective and difficult discussion that was the 100 years session. Although I do have to say that Richard Holloway did suggest that a woman become Pope in the next 100 years and that nuns be ordained as priests. Pope Agatha, was it? Pope Agatha. And I thought that was a fantastic piece of innovative thinking. But the woman I saw very last of all who closed the festival was the antidote to that 100-year session. She is the next 100 years, I think. Her passion, her raw emotion, her hope that people can change and improve their lives and do things. That, to me, really summed up, you know, we do have a bright future. And it is in the hands of people like her who perform. She got the biggest standing ovation I've ever seen at a writing festival. She held the audience in her hand and in her heart, I think, and took them with her on what I thought of as an emotional marathon. It was people got killed that she knew. Her mother was a crack addict. And yet here she is, beautiful, sassy, living it up on stage and being an example to lots of people. So that was my festival highlight. Quick whip around before I say thank you to everyone of other festival highlights.
Festival highlights. Well, I suppose on a personal level, interviewing Monica Ali was really memorable and really exciting. I'm disappointed I didn't get to meet Kirsty Gunn because I really was growing to, you know, with the research that I did prior to coming to the festival, I was starting to really love her work. Richard Holloway, I mean, I looked at his picture and I thought he looked like a cadaver. He looks like a desiccated Scotsman, but he has more warmth, humanity, creativity. He was fascinating. and lovable and everything that's good about Scotland.
I'm going to pass the mic to Moasha now. It's really hard to pick out just one thing, so I'm not going to. as I mentioned yesterday, I really enjoyed the Greg McGee, Sam Mann and David Geary session. That was just they had such great rapport with each other. It was just really enjoyable to watch and listen to. So that stands out for me. Talking to Marcus Chown, the cosmologist, astrophysicist, really lovely, really affable, friendly, genuine guy, and also his wife. She was there when I was interviewing him, and you know, sort of talked to her as well. I have a little bit of a wee crush on him, I think. And he's got hair like Tintin. He's a silver fox. Actually, the real highlight is not a session as such, but just getting to talk to lots and lots of different people in the foyer. People milling around, people who are involved in the industry in lots of different ways, publicists and writers and you know, librarians and people who are just interested in literature, just, you know, chatting and finding out what they think about things. And that for me has been the highlight. So it's the festival is more than just the individual sessions. It's a whole buzz. So it would have to be that. And I'll pass it on to Robin and find out what she likes.
Yeah, I think madly lucky to be living here at the end of the world and seeing The New Yorker. People from The New Yorker. Judith Thurman. I'm not a subscriber, but I get it through the library. And every time I get it, I flick through it and see, has Judith Thurman written anything? And I got to see that woman in the flesh. I got to hear her talk about her mother. And as a mother, I hope my children will be as generous about the fact that I looked like Gertrude Stein. And also Don McGlashan, I'm such a tragic fan, and that man, and Richard got to meet him and I didn't. We're so lucky to live here and be with these people, the locals who are great, but also bringing people from the New Yorker.
Well, I have to echo the sentiment about the people. For me, this festival has really been about people and the people that we get the chance to meet. There's a real energy and a real sense of occasion that I just love about these festivals. And so on that note, I would like to thank Christchurch City Libraries for sending us to the festival because... you know, we really do, and we get freedom to write opinions, we get freedom to share ideas. We get great support, not only from people here, but from people back home who are helping these posts happen, even when they're not well, they're at home, you know, and helping us. So thank you to Christchurch City Libraries. That was very long-winded, I'll edit it. I'd also like to thank all the people who actually work at the festival. I spoke to a volunteer today who is a librarian, had a chat to her. That interview will go up on the blog. The publicists, the agents, all of those people. The authors and the audiences, all of whom were really engaged and interested and genuine in their interest and love for words and books and sentences and experiences. And you, the people who have been reading and listening, thank you very much. I want to finish by saying if you've got any questions, leave a comment on the blog, visit the Flickr, have a look at the photos, or ask a librarian. You can find one at christchurchcitylibraries.com. Yay! Yeah.